So we're holding by the halachas of when is a person allowed to believe Lashon Hara, and the Chofetz Chaim says that normally if a person says something negative about another person, you're not allowed to believe it. However, if it's Nischazek, Mikvar, Belava, Chiladim, Rasha, the nation is parsing all of Kamapam, Mishabishat Nefesh, then you're allowed to believe the Lashon Hara. Whereas if it's Nischazek, in other words, if it's a case where a person has been doing something constantly, an Aveira that everybody knows is forbidden to do, and he's been doing it, and like everybody knows about it, and it's not the one time he did it, but many times that he did it. In that case, even though there was never any actual Kabbalah's Edus in Bezdin, even though there's no Edus in Bezdin, nevertheless, when it's Neschaze Kadovar, then the person is allowed to believe the Lashon Hara. And we ended last week with the Be'er Mayim Chaim in Sifkat and Yud, we're in Klal Zayin. The Be'er Mayim Chaim Sukkot and Yud, and the Chofetz Chaim wants to know, that let's say this is a person that was Neschazik, that he eats treif. We see that, you know, that he's too lazy to go to a kosher place, to drive from downtown when he wants to eat lunch, and he goes to a Big Mac and he buys there. And now the question is, now somebody comes and tells us that he did a different Aveira, which he is also an Aveira, which everybody knows is forbidden. So the question is it mutter to believe that Aveira, the second Aveira, which is a different Aveira, which he wasn't Hulzak on? And on that, the Chofetz Chaim says, yes, you're allowed to believe it. Why? Because since it's Neschazek, that he's a not good person, that he eats treif, and because of that, he's Yotze Michlal Amisecha, he's not considered Amisecha, Memela, now you're allowed to believe the Lashon Hara that was said about him regarding another Aveira. Because the Chofetz Chaim says, if such a person, you're allowed to be mevazeh, you're allowed to embarrass him, and you're allowed to degrade him, because he's not b'chala misecha, in order to get him to do tshuva, and or that people should stay away from such a person. So he says it's not mistaver that it will be mutter to say lashon hara about that person, and yet it'll be also to believe lashon hara about the person. That's not logical. And therefore, just like he's not b'chala misecha, lenient to say Lashon Hara about him, so he's not b'chala misecha as far as Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. But really, we mentioned that really, there's really like an important distinction here in this Chofetz Chaim. In other words, there's two issues. If a person comes and says to me that person is a Kayin, so, and he's known to be a Yisrael, and if somebody comes and tells me he's a Kayin, so his testimony is not sufficient. We don't have enough proof. The fact that he said he's a Kayan, that he is a Kayan. Because you need to aid him to be mala person, especially when he's Mukhzak, to be not a Kayan. So therefore, what he said is not something that's sufficiently believable, what he said. It's not enough one person says it. You need two witnesses, and you need it in Bezdin in order to be believed. But is there an Aveira for me to believe that he's a Kayan? This guy said he's a Kayan. So is it an Aveira for me to believe he's a Kayan? No, you're allowed to believe it. I mean, you can't give him truma, because that's, you know, you're taking money from the Shevet. But there's no Aveira to believe. So there's two inyanim always. There's one question is whether, do we have sufficient proof? Is this considered a Raya that he, Taka, did this Aveira? And if it's a Raya, if it's Alpidin Taira, it's considered a good proof that he did the Aveira, I'm allowed to believe the Aveira, and as a result of that, I'm allowed to now have a negative opinion about a person. But if somebody comes, just a person comes and says on a guy who's assumed to be a frum yid, and now somebody comes and says that he did this and this obvious Aveira, there was no excuse for him to do such an Aveira. He committed a sin of immorality, adultery, so there's no, it's not, he didn't make a mistake that he thought it was mutter, but he did something that's known to be Aser. So then, just because he told me that, we don't have a proof, that's not enough Raya, enough proof that he actually did it, just because you said it. Even if a few people, the Chofetz Chaim says, come and say that we saw it, also it's not enough proof, unless they testify in Bezdin. Then there'll be a proof that he Taka did it. So the Chofetz Chaim tells us that there's a case of Ischazik, that if there's something that a person's been doing constantly, he's over and over doing this Aveira, and it's like an Aveira, like everybody knows. Now when somebody tells me about this person, that I have no idea about this person, they tell me this is a person who Taka, he's Neschazik, he asks around, he's Neschazik, So now I can believe that Itaka is that kind of a person, and I'm allowed to have a negative opinion about that person. The second part of the Chofetz Chaim, now when the person says that now not only does he eat chazer, but he also did a different aveira, which is clearly an aveira. There's no excuse for such an aveira. So now, the fact that somebody else now came and told me about a new aveira, is that sufficient proof that he actually did the aveira? No, because it's just one person coming and telling me he did that aveira. But the question is, okay, so there's no proof. Normally, if a person says something about negative about a person and you don't have sufficient proof that it's true, it's usur to believe it. I'm allowed to believe the guy's a kayin, but it's an aveira for me to believe that this guy did the aveira, because as a result of believing it, I am now going to have a negative opinion about that person. I'm going to, in my mind, mentally paskin, this guy's a bad guy. And that's an aveira of Kabbalah Lashon Hara. But what happens if this person is already a Rasha? He's already known to be a Rasha. So such a person, there's no aveira for you to have a negative feeling about this person, because he's not b'chala misecha, so I'm allowed to have a negative. So even though the second thing that this one person said, that he went and did another aveira, which is clearly an aveira, I don't know it's true, but the Chofetz Chaim is telling me, but there's no aveira to believe it. You're allowed to believe it. I, as a result of believing it, you're now believing a Lashon Hara with which you're going to now have a negative opinion about this person. That's okay, because since he's not Bechal HaMisecha already, he's already not Bechal HaMisecha. So there's nothing wrong with having a negative opinion about that person. You're allowed to not have a negative opinion. And then the Chofetz Chaim in the Haggad discusses that there, we know we have in Halacha a concept of a kala d'lo pasik, that there's a koil about a person that he did something wrong, which is loy pasik, which is not ending, and knows it's continuing. So the Chofetz Chaim discusses, in order to create this kala d'lo pasik, is it enough? So first of all, he says a kala d'lo pasik can't be that it was started by one person. If it started just by one person, you know that the whole source of this koil, that people are talking, this is what we call in English a rumor, but it's a koil. So this koil that it started because one person said something, that's not considered a kolad lepasik. Kolad lepasik is only if it started by a rabbim, by a number of people have been saying a certain thing. And because of that, a number of people saw what happened and they're buzzing about it. So now, if this was an untrue koil, we would assume that there would be people who would be coming to say it's not true, that there would be some kind of a bittul on the koil, that there would be people saying it's not true, it couldn't be, etc. But if it's a koil of the loy pasik, it's not being nisbatel, nobody's being mavatel the koil, and it's a koil that started with a number of people, is there then a heter to believe it? And that the Chofetz Chaim discusses whether the koil has to be that he did a number of aveiros, or is it sufficient that the koil, which started from a whole bunch of people and is rumbling in the city, is that enough even if the koil was only on a single aveira? And the Chofetz Chaim says that from the Rashi al Kapanim, it's clear, and he says if you medayik in the Lashon Rambam also, that even though there's a rumor that a bunch of people say that there was never a Kabbalah again, there was never a Kabbalah Seydus and Besdin, but there's a bunch of people who are saying, yeah, we heard about this and we saw this, and the rumor is alive and well, and there's nobody squelching the rumor, only if it was taka that the rumor is that a bunch of people saw it a bunch of times, only then would it be halacha of a kolad lepasik. Then the Chofetz Chaim continues in Siv Vav, if a person is schmoozing with his friend, and he says, you know, I feel terrible about it, but yesterday me and Yankel went to this and this place. That was a wrong place to go. So Lamaisi is saying Lashon Hara about himself, and he's saying Lashon Hara about the other person. So you're not allowed to believe that it's true about the other person, even though about what he said himself, you are allowed to believe. So this is really the second time the Chofetz Chaim says that if a person admits that he did something wrong, you're allowed to believe that he thought he did something wrong. And L'chaira, it's not so simple that it is like that, because, I mean, the Chofetz Chaim says it, so now it's simple. But the Chavetz Chaim himself seems to say a rule that whenever there's an Iser of Lashon Hara, then there's an Aveira to believe it. Whenever it's an Iser of Lashon Hara. And allegedly, the Chavetz Chaim said that there is an Iser of saying Lashon Hara on himself. It's a Maisa that at least the myth is and the legend is on the Chavetz Chaim that it's one time saying Lashon Hara and he said about himself and he said, now I learned, maybe it was after he finished the Sefer, that there's an Iser of saying Lashon Hara even on yourself. So if there is an Iser of saying Lashon Hara on yourself, so then does that work with the klal that he says that whenever there's an Iser, you're not allowed to believe it? So you'll say, yeah, but that's not a kasha. He's Maida. And if he's Maida, then we know it's the truth. But we'll see, Bez Hashem, that it's not so simple. Because there is a halacha of hemnu kibetrei. There is a certain concept of somebody who is so trustworthy that he would never lie. I know him never to lie, no matter what situation he would be in. And in that case, when that person tells me something, I'm allowed to believe it. But the Chavetz Chaim is going to say, despite that, if it's a Iser of Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to believe it. So you see that even when you have a situation of a Moshe Rabbeinu telling you something, there's still an Iser. Even though, halachically, that's a person that's considered a nemanis for you. So we'll have to find out.
Saying it about the other person too. Sure.
We have the men. Simcha ben Hiro. Yes, please.
Coming in like a lane, I love it. I don't know. I'm out of him. 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 I'm out of him